More than one right way to work. What church leaders soon learned was that two good, dedicated soul winners, with very different methods of work, found it difficult to recognize that there was more than one right way to accomplish a task. In this particular case, both men were uncomfortable working in the same city, as urgent as the need was for all kinds of talents to accomplish the Lord's work. Mrs. S. N. Haskell to E.G.W., October 14 to 17, 1906. Many of the San Francisco believers had attended the camp meeting in July, and some had enrolled in the classes being taught by Elder and Mrs. Haskell in their Bible school. As they pressed for a similar work, arrangements were made for the Haskells to labor in San Francisco, across the bay from Oakland. Some weeks later, they returned to San Bernardino. Ellen White, enjoying the best health she had had in years, letters 342 and 346, 1906, took great satisfaction in her weekend visits to the Bay Area cities. On a very few occasions, she found it necessary to cancel appointments. It was so in late August. Two Sabbaths in November she spoke in the San Francisco church. Then there was another trip to Oakland in mid-December. Elder Simpson, in closing his Oakland meetings, was to speak on the spirit of prophecy and have his final baptism. He wanted Ellen White to be there and address the new converts, so that they might become personally acquainted with her. This she did, speaking Sabbath afternoon. She also witnessed the baptism on Sunday at the Piedmont Baths. 32 were buried with their Lord. Others would soon follow. Shortly thereafter, Elder Simpson returned to the Southern California Conference, which had lent him for the work in Oakland. Now the Haskells were badly needed again in Oakland. In writing to them, Ellen White acknowledged making a mistake in judgment in consenting to their leaving the Bay Area. Note her words. "I am sorry that I gave my consent to your leaving. A mistake has been made, and I feel that I am partially to blame. Precious golden opportunities have been lost that, had they been improved, might have advanced the work decidedly. You both would have been doing the very work that God has given you to do. But we will not now mourn over the past. Let us move intelligently in the future. The work in Oakland must not be cut short." The shortened work weeks because of the frequent visits to Oakland and San Francisco meant less time for her book work, but she was involved as always in the varied interests of the cause. "All my life," she wrote on July 17, "has been a life of discipline in the solemn, sacred work of being his messenger to give warnings that are to be given to the world. Woe would be unto me if I should suffer my mind to be turned away one jot or tittle from the testing truth for this time.